And welcome to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Mr. Fred Smith. Brought to you by CN Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage. Fredo, good to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be here, especially to talk to my old friend and colleague, Coach Bauer, tonight.
Yeah, Mr. Tim Bauer, the 2021 NAIA Athletic Hall of Fame inductee. I can introduce you like that now, Coach.
Well, I haven't quite accepted it yet. It's not till May, but thank you, Jeff.
Well, you are an inductee. I mean, listen to him, Coach.
Yeah.
I haven't accepted it yet. Like you're going to tell him no?
Well, no. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. I'm very humbled by it and appreciative for that, for all our great athletes and help the coaches that help get us there. So,
well, there's been a press release, so we can at least say that now.
Yeah.
It's official.
It is. It's official. Yeah, I can see Tim walking up there. No, sorry. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. But
no, I don't think I can do that.
I'd rather not. Well, Coach, you go from one sport to the next so, you know, crosses all over, and now you start your indoor season. So you've got to be one of the busiest men on campus, just because from going one sport to the next, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's a long trek, but you know what? It's a great thing. You go cross country, you get a few days off, and then you go to the indoor track, which we just had a meet last week at Saginaw Valley and had a great start. And just took a few to Tiffin this past weekend and did really well. And then we go to outdoor. So it's a long season, but I tell you, it's well worth it.
Now, as you said, you just took a few to Findlay and went up to Saginaw. So are some of these meets kind of limited in availability, so you kind of have to – you know, make sure you're taking the guys that can really, guys and gals that can qualify for, some of the better events?
Yeah, with finals coming up, we decided not to take so many to Tiffin. We took mostly field event people and a couple sprinters and jumpers. So that's basically what we did with Tiffin. Saginaw, we took everyone pretty much that we could start with right away and all that. And then our next one won't be till January 14th, so I'm hoping everybody does their workouts. We get them over Christmas and everything and come back ready to go.
You know, Coach, that's the one thing that when, you know, I remember all these years you've done this, but you did them both. And but if I remember correctly, you did have some time because years ago, we really didn't do a lot in December, you know what I'm saying? And now these December meets are almost a must for you guys. So you come flying. Your people are working on the outdoor track kind of year-round, and that's, I think, a change. It used to be you'd have the maybe third week of November to the 1st of January off, but now I just noticed these December meets are almost a must, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of changed everything because, you know, we pretty much practicing track the third week of September.
Right.
So to give them something to feel good about, we try to have a meet now in December, so see where they're at, what the training's been like, and all that. And I think it's worth it for them because then you can see where they're at and how hard their training's paid off.
Yeah, well, everything now
is a lot different than it used to be.
Yeah, well, everything now is. I mean, you know, with the off-season stuff, you know, Coach, when you know, the off-season stuff was much more relaxed when we started. Well, when you and I started coaching together in the early 80s, you know, when I was that knowledgeable cross-country coach that wore high tops and everything else. But Off-season sports stuff in every sport, it's almost year-round, and it's affected our two-sport athletes immensely in that we don't have very many of them anymore.
Now with all the extra weight training, all the new things out there, I mean, our warm-ups in track are like 35, 40 minutes, you know, just to get warmed up now.
Yeah.
So everything's kind of changed, you know. I've had to change quite a bit. I was more of a grinder in the day, you know, and let's outwork everybody. And now, you know, we got a great coaching staff. I want to say that if I can before we get going.
Sure.
But Coach Richards has been great. He's one of the most knowledgeable guys I've ever seen. He's our head women's coach and trains a lot of our guys. And then we got James Gibson as one of our assistants, Caden Conley, Reese Nemeth. I mean, we have a great staff. And, you know, I got to throw Everett Roman in there, too, Fred. You know,
Everett's been around
for 20-some years. But we got a great staff led by Coach Richards and all these young coaches. And I tell you, they're all young, and it's good to see that energy and all that. Like, you know, we kind of had that energy back in the day. I still got it, but, you know, it's a lot different. It's good to have good young coaches.
I agree,
really,
Coach.
Those guys keep you young, right, Coach?
That's right.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Coach, because we saw that up with Harbaugh this year. He made his coaching staff so much younger that it kind of infused some energy into it. And I agree with you there we get older. We just, you know, these guys, you have done a great job of surrounding yourself with a number of outstanding part-time coaches. You've had, you built a throw coach before we ever had football, wrestling, or anything. We had all these big men and women around. I mean that outstanding throw reputation. Who's doing that now for us, Coach?
That's Emily Kuchar, who I wanted to put in there, too, when we got to that. And Reese Nemeth's helping her out. But Emily was a thrower for us, too. Now she's our throws coach. And Reese helps out with that, too. And Reese was our, like, strength conditioning guy, too. James does all kinds of stuff with the distance runners, sprinters, and she's all around. And Caden Conley was, you know, these coaches were all former athletes for us.
Yeah, Caden was a great one.
It's pretty cool, you know, that we can do that and surround these young people with the coaches that we have. And it's paid off tremendously. I mean, I think we could have, I don't say a whole lot, but I think it could be a pretty good year.
Now, when football came on campus, how did that affect you guys? Does it bring in a few more guys when you can say, hey, you know, we've got a football team now and we can let you run some track when it comes to outdoor time and, kind of recruit some of the same athletes?
Yeah, I mean, in the early years, Fred will test you, we had a lot of guys football and track. You know, we had some national champ throwers off of there. I believe the one year when Gage Abersaw won our national championship, Coach Lyle couldn't even play spring game because they were all overthrowing for us the whole line. they couldn't even have a regular spring game because they were all doing track. Now we only have a handful, you know. So, you know, that's more specialized today, too. Everything has kind of changed a little bit. But we've really done well with two-sport athletes. I mean, we'll have some basketball guys. We have a soccer kid coming out. We have a couple football guys. So, you know, I think it's a great experience for them, too. If you're a high school athlete and you played numerous sports and you still want to do it, you can continue it at a place like Seattle Heights, you know, and make it very rewarding.
Yeah, early on, Coach, when Coach Lyle came in, we were getting the program rolling. And so it really got us, like Gage, who was, just the guy through anybody I tell about, you throw a 60 feet college shot. Man, that's incredible, right? And but like anything else, our football team got better and better, and now spring workouts, these coaches they want these kids there, you know. It's not the old days of Ricky Leach running from one running from doing some fall workouts to baseball. That just doesn't work out anymore, you know. But
you can't blame them.
No, you can't. It's just the way the world is. What has, you know, the outdoor track, you did so much, and that's why you're in the Hall of Fame, before we even had outdoor track, and our indoor track was really can only be used for practice. What has the outdoor track allowed you to do, both you and Coach Richards, as I'm glad you mentioned him, to really make your program better?
It's one of the best tracks around. I mean, some Danny High people ask, when are we going to host nationals, you know, and all that. Everybody that comes to our facility, it's very fast. It's a broke back track, so, you know, the curves aren't tight and things like that, and it's very fast. And it's the same track that the Oregon had back in the day at the Olympic Trials before they built a brand new facility. And, you know, a lot of people want to come there and compete, and it's good. It gives us a chance to have our own place where we can practice every day on our own track. You know, before we were heading over to different high schools in town, and we want to thank them a lot for letting us do that for all those years. But we have top-notch facility. It really is. Jump areas, pole vault areas, long jump, high jump, throws, you know, and just amazing.
Keeps
it's been really good.
Keeps his kids off the streets is what it does. Right? Well, they don't have to run across the town.
Yeah. They just keep getting better. That track's a huge part of it, because plus, thin enough to be really fast, but it's also got enough cushion not to get too many shin splints too bad and stuff outside, where the indoor's a little harder, so you'll get more shin splints. But we've been blessed to have a beautiful outdoor facility. Thank you, Sister Pitt, for that one.
Yeah, Coach, when we did that years ago, you remember the one thing that we have to say is that the university spared no expense in getting the field turf and the Bynum track, you know? I mean, and because our indoor facility is it's a great old barn, but the surface for running the track is just is very non-forgiving, you know? So you have to be careful there, but you're right about our outdoor facilities. They've been awesome, and it's not like the days when you'd be yelling 5 feet away from me, and when I'd be coaching, and you'd be yelling at these guys to on their and then guys are pole vaulting like 5 feet away from our floor. It was crazy, you know. But but it made us who we were.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were about then, you know. And I remember we had tennis in there too, and for us to get a lane around the track, I had to put hurdles over this mesh curtain, and we'd gone through. And I remember, and Jeff, it's a true story, we had a young man, we were running through, and he got his tooth caught on the the netting, tore his tooth right out.
My word.
Oh, man, let's go. We got to go.
Wow. Well, you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, and again, brought to you by CNIS University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage. And Coach, this is, you know, when you look back at what you're able to accomplish, and as Fred said too, you know, you spared no expense on that. And it's probably one of those things too that you might spend a little more up front, but it's definitely going to keep you from having to redo things so often when you just start with the best that you can get.
Absolutely, and so many times places will, you know, just kind of sort of change, and then you got to fix it 5 years later or whatever. This has been very good to us, and I know they'll probably, with the warranty, we'll have to get something soon for the turf and stuff, but it's been awesome to have this facility, and you know, the seniors, some of the kids that never got to run on this, our student athletes, and now the ones that do, and a shout-out to all our seniors tonight. We have a great senior class, and they're going to lead us to have a pretty good season, so I just want to shout-out to the seniors there.
Now, when you talk about, you know, people wanting to come run, would you do more showcases for high school and that, just to help with recruiting as well? Is that something that's a thought for you guys?
Well, we used to do a high school meet, but it seemed like the weather, we always got it canceled. you know, it's so busy now, your track meets, man, they will last a long time, and most of them are Friday and Saturdays now.
Right.
So with all the events and all the teams coming, and, you know, with COVID, it wasn't, we had to go to smaller meets, but now getting back to it, some of the meets are getting bigger, and, you know, Saginaw Valley was a pretty packed house, and it was a great environment again, and that really gets you fired up as a as an athlete and a coach. You know, I always said that these young people motivate me, you know, not just we try to motivate, they motivate us, and I really believe that. And, you know, during the COVID times, I really just want to say how these young people persevered for a couple of years. You know, it's unbelievable the things you have to go through to get through all this, and they did, and I want to give everybody credit for that. So
yeah, especially to be able to compete, and, you know, all these guys that had to test so often, and, you know, that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, they've been through a lot, but I tell you what, as we always said, and Fred will say, man, it makes you a better person. And, you know, we always try to look ahead and always look fun about all the seniors that go, and they'll come back next year for the homecoming and all that. And just the relationship with all the alumni has been so rewarding, and Fred knows. And, you know, he just went down and visited one of his great basketball players. And yeah, it's pretty cool to see. I had two alumni come back the other day before I went to the track meet. It was awesome. Just walked in the door, had no idea they were coming. And that really makes your day.
And these alums that you're talking about that are coming up, your senior alums, Coach, they've been through the gamut, haven't they, with this last 2 years? I mean, it's been pretty
tough. Yes, they have. And I, like I said, I really give these guys credit, our seniors that are really doing well. And we got a great bunch of them. And I just really, they've persevered. I mean, every sport has, every track, every sport has had to deal with this. And I think it's made them stronger. And now that we're actually a little bit back to normal, it's still a little tough. But you know, you can see the difference in the quality and everything because you're not stopping practice. You know, you're continuing to practice. And, you know, during the COVID, we get shut down, and then you try to get back going again. And you all know as athletes, that's tough to do.
Well, looking through your roster, too, you talk about all these seniors, but, man, there's a whole lot of freshmen, and a lot of those guys, this is their second year of being freshmen, correct?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the young man you'll have on later, he's got a lot bigger, stronger, and faster. Wow. To see how you just change after growth of a year or whatever. But, yeah, we have a great young group, too, and we're excited about who we have. And we're not going to say much. We're just going to try to work hard and go get it. We've already qualified some people for nationals and all that. So I think it's going to be a pretty good season.
Is Matthew, is he a first or second year freshman, Coach?
Second.
Okay. You know, Aaron Downs's son is a senior at Coldwater and is a heck of a basketball player. So I have to ask Aaron, Brent Tucker was up watching his daughter.
Oh, cool.
Saturday I stopped in there and he plays against his son, who's a quarterback, plays against Aaron's son, and I got to go see him play. So when I saw Matt being from Coldwater, I thought of that connection right away.
Yeah, you tell Aaron Downs I said hi.
I sure will.
He's a great basketball player also, but it's just, I'm really getting fired up again for this season, you know. So you can see the attitudes for everybody. They're really excited. They want to get going, and we want to compete tough. And we'll be back up at Saginaw Valley. We really like that facility because it's a pretty new 300-meter track and all that. So, and then, you know, our indoor nationals will be in Brookings, South Dakota again, and our outdoor national championships will be in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and that's a nice little reward for everybody to get the nationals down in Gulf Shores. So,
well, and looking at some of these, the couple meets that you've had already, I know, you know, we're going to be talking with Matthew Gipple coming up soon, and his brother Zach also is doing well. But both looking at this men's side that we're talking about tonight, but looking at the girls' side as well, I mean, you've got some A qualifying standards from both, and that's nice to see this early that you're already getting some of these meet standards.
Yeah, Coach Richards, the women's coach, he's amazing. He's done a great job, and he's got some really good ones too, and he's developed them. And our women's pole vaulters having a phenomenal start, as with some of the other ladies, and it's good to see them rolling again too, like they used to always, and we did. I think it's just a good combination. But Coach Richards has done a great job, and all the assistants, because they all help each other. All the assistants coach both men and women. So
I was going to say, they probably push each other a little bit then too, don't they, some of the guys and girls?
Oh, absolutely. They're just cheering for each other. You know, you see them running around the track yelling for each other. That's a good atmosphere. So absolutely. They're going to be pretty good.
Well, Coach, yeah, again, you know, Gipple, to have the Athlete of the Week 1 week and then come back with the Field Athlete of the Week the next, that's pretty impressive start for him.
Yeah, and, you know, he's had a great start. He's been a little banged up with his shins, but he's going to be pretty tough. And some of our other guys that are really coming back around, a few of them banged up, but we're getting pretty healthy and, you know, led by our senior class. Can I just say a few of my seniors or not?
No, you sure can.
Well, we got seniors Jason Baird, Sherrod Cohen, Davion Curry. Jefferson Edwards is like a senior, but gee, he's a thrower. Sherrod and Davion are sprinters, and Davion's also a really good long jumper. And then you got Matt Gipple in there. Zach Gipple's a national qualifier in the shot put. Sebastian Hamilton, he's a really good thrower. I think he'll get to nationals. And then, you know, some of our mid-distance guys, Cedric Grant, Abdul Nasser, and guys like that, they're just really starting to come around. Liam Harstoff, senior distance runner. So we got a pretty good mix. Got some good vaulters in there, too, and all that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And I tried to get guys, all the senior guys there, and I think we get most of them. But it's going to be a good run, I think, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, that's good. It sounds like a good mix, and you know, good luck with the rest of the indoor, and then hope it gets a little warmer and everybody stays healthy to get outdoors.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate it. Fred, man, it's always great. Fred, we're getting lunch next week, okay?
All right, yeah, we got a door. And I say, Coach, we'll keep an eye on you. We may have you on again later on. And so the good news is, you know, we're getting things somewhat back to normal, and that's good for everybody. So congratulations on your perseverance and your career and your Hall of Fame honoree. That's going to be, I'm really proud to be there that day. So let's enjoy this holiday season, my friend.
You better be there, Fred. You're putting me in.
I'll be.
All right, Coach Tim Bauer. Tim, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And, again, we'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, you as well. Thank you very much once again, Coach Tim Bauer, legendary track coach here at Siena Heights University. So we're going to take a quick time out and talk to one of his athletes that's really having an outstanding season so far, man, Gipple, right after this here on Saint Sports Weekly here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Ciena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Ciena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Ciena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Ciena Heights recently announced the Ciena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Ciena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Ciena. Ciena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Ciena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Ciena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Ciena Effect is all about. Ciena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Ciena Heights recently announced the Ciena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Ciena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Ciena. Ciena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Ciena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Ciena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Ciena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Ciena Heights University be your local event destination. Ciena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Ciena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Ciena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Ciena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Ciena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Hey, and welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith. Once again, I want to thank Ciena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash for helping sponsor this program. And we go from Coach Tim Bauer to somebody who's earning some accolades this year. He's ran two meets and got some mentions, track athlete of the week last week, and field event athlete of the week this week. So Matthew Gipple, freshman from Coldwater. And Matthew, good to have you in.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, I don't think your season could start off much better than what you've done so far in these first two meets and, being honored by the WAC conference as well.
Yeah, it's great to have that. Come very early, really start the season off with a bang, and that's all thanks to the great teammates I have, the great coaches I have, Coach Kay Conley, Coach Bauer, as you talked to, Coach Kirk Richards, and even our GA's coach, Reese Nemeth and James Gibson.
Yeah, that's it's nice that you talk about some of those guys too and what they've been able to help you with, and then you got your brother over there making some qualifying standards as well.
Yeah, that's the other addition that I feel like helps me strive for greatness. Just having him by my side to encourage me, no matter where I'm at, whether I'm at school, whether I'm at home, all the time.
Yeah, it's got to be, help with the comfort level, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, how did you how did you end up at Siena Heights coming in from Coldwater?
So I knew a former employee that worked here last year in admissions, and he got me in contact with Coach Bauer, and I took a couple visits here and just fell in love with campus, fell in love with the atmosphere here and everything about Siena Heights.
And then did you recruit your brother then?
I think so. I don't know.
It's got to be nice to have him there, though. And I imagine Coach Bauer's pretty happy about it also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Matthew, this is Coach Smith. It's been a long time at Siena. And I would like you to tell our audience, because not everybody knows what you did, but tell us what were your times and what you did to earn these WAC field event and runner of the week.
So starting with last week, I was the WAC conference track athlete of the week, hitting a time that was B standard for the NAIA national meet. And that time was 6.89, which was 1/100th of a second off from A standard. And in that same meet, I hit 7.09 meters in the long jump, which converts to 23 feet, 3.5 inches. So not being satisfied with B standard, I decided to go to Tiffin the next week to try to improve that. And that's exactly what we did. So ran a stellar time in the 60 of 6.86 seconds, which set me up for A standard in that event, along with hitting an A standard mark in the long jump of 7.15 meters. And that converts to roughly 23 feet, 5.5 inches.
Matt, congratulations. Let me ask you this question. What was your PR in high school in long jump?
High school PR was 21 feet, 2.5 inches.
Oh, my God. You've added over 2 feet.
Yes.
That's incredible. What about your best sprint times in high school?
Going off of the 100, my best sprint time was 11.04 seconds, which isn't anything spectacular, but it was pretty good for me. And in the 200, my PR was 22.9 or something like that.
So what are your goals this winter and spring and for example, in the 100 and will you run both 100 and 200 outdoor?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. My goal this year for the 100 is maybe a 10.5, hopefully, and then hopefully a 21-second 200, probably more like a 21.7, what I'd be happy with.
And I see it also at Saginaw. You were on one of the legs of the 4x4, and you guys took a good time second in that. So, be doing some relaying as well this summer in the fall season, outdoor season. That is.
Yep, I will be on the 4x1 for sure come outdoor season. But for right now, in indoor, it's going to stick to the 4x4 and maybe carry into outdoor. Not sure. That's up to coaches.
What, Coach, or Matt, what, how do you attribute these unbelievable increases in your jumping and in your running? I mean, what, is it training, or you just grew or got stronger? Or, you know, what do you attribute it to?
I'd say it's a little bit of everything, just me growing both physically and mentally, having that mindset of always wanting to be better.
Right.
But I'd say the main contributor is coaches pushing me, encouraging me. I know Coach Bauer has always looked at me and worked with me to improve, along with Coach Richard and Coach Nemeth and Gibson, along with Coach Conley.
And now, one thing, were you a multi-sport athlete in high school, or were you just a track guy?
I was multi-sport. I played football, I wrestled, and I ran track in high school.
So that's probably one of the things, too, when you're just now concentrating and doing everything towards track. It's got to help you get better at those, you know, that event of just working on the long jump, or, you know, working on some of your starts and things like that, as opposed to having to stop and start to do other sports. That's probably definitely contributes to your success now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot less stressful, too.
I just have to mention, if you don't mind, I had a one of our former players, Matthew, by the name of Aaron Downs. His son, I think, plays basketball at Coldwater right now. And I don't know if he was he'd probably been a sophomore when you were a senior, if you knew who that young man is. He's a pretty good basketball player. But I had to mention Aaron was a great athlete from Coldwater. I don't know what you guys have up in your water, but he was fast and was quick, fast, and strong. But I'm going to go up and watch his son play basketball, Coldwater. Maybe when I go, I'll give you a call. You can come with us.
I'd be glad to. I haven't ever watched Griffin down play, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He is. He's very athletic, like his dad. And so I'm going to head up there. So, well, I got you the number. I may give you a ring, and we'll bring Coach Bauer and have some fun.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Now, playing football, Colt, did you play against the Ader Maples a few years back then?
I never did. My brother, actually, when he was a freshman, did.
Okay.
But ever, never did.
Yeah, because I know there was a few years where you guys were down, and then Adrian scheduled, and then you had your best years you've ever had all of a sudden. So I know it wasn't great scheduling on Adrian's part to all of a sudden schedule you guys.
No, not the best time.
But again, we appreciate you coming in, and you know, what are you looking forward to, you know, now that you've hit those standards, being able to get to nationals and try to see where you stack up in the NAIA?
Oh, absolutely. Goal right now is just to go into break, not lose too much coming out of it, and make it to the national meet and put up one heck of a performance at the national meet right now.
Yeah, you see all those pictures, you know, when you walk into the field house, the guys hanging up on the wall, you want to have yours up there, right?
Absolutely.
Well, again, congrats on the early success this year, and hopefully it keeps going for you, and you have a successful indoor, and it carries right on to outdoor.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
No problem. Good Thank luck. You. Yes, very much. Good luck. Again, that's Matthew Gipple, Siena Heights Saint, a jumper and a sprinter for Coach Tim Bauer's team, so we appreciate having him in, and we're going to take a timeout, and we're going to come back as we've got a former Saint coming up, Don Jackson, Hall of Famer, so we're going to talk with him right after this here on Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Yeah.
is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back. Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman with Fred Smith. Right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And well, it's a track night. We've first had the legendary Tim Bauer in with us, and then just had Matthew Gipple, who's having a great year so far. And now we're going old school a bit, back from 94, 95, 96 era, but I was 07 Hall of Famer, Don Jackson. Don, welcome into Saint Sports Weekly.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I know Fred's probably got some memories of you, that's for sure. But, again, I see you were honorable mention All-American in 94 and 96. In 95, you were an All-American at NAIA. So definitely some success on the non-track at Siena Heights. You were one of those guys that were running the streets having to travel all over to try to practice. I always talk to Coach Bauer. I'm like, man, your kids are out running the streets again. But, you know, now the facilities they have are fantastic. But, again, congratulations on your career and as a Hall of Famer. So it's good to have you in. Kind of talk a little bit about some of your time here at Siena Heights.
Yes.
So, listen, Don, let me ask you first question, if I can. You know, and again, I can attribute to what a tremendous athlete you were at Siena, but how did you even hear about Siena Heights?
So I was what you would consider a non-traditional student. So I went to a college in Alabama right out of high school, stayed there for a semester and realized I didn't really want to be there, came back home, worked for a few years, and then I started running again and went to Macomb Community College, where I ran for a couple of years. While I was at Macomb, I would see Siena Heights at quite a few meets, and I always remember Coach Bauer as the rather intense coach that, you know, you were afraid of when you didn't know him, but you felt like that's the guy you always want to run for, because you'd run through a brick wall for a guy like that, because he's a supreme motivator. So I met a girl at Macomb who later became my wife, and we both, actually he was kind of recruiting her, and I was kind of part of the package deal, but we both came to Siena Heights and loved every single millisecond of it. So we really, you know, I kind of knew about Siena from, you know, the outside first, seeing it, you know, seeing coach and team and everything from a distance, and then as soon as, you know, the offer came to come for a visit. I mean, literally, the drive there was great. The entire visit was great. It was just, you know, you knew deep down inside this is a great place, something you want to be a part of. And obviously, the track and field program at Coach Bauer and even, you know, other coaches from other sports were wonderful too. So, you know, it's just a great place. And you know, I don't get to see it as much now because, you know, I live an hour and a half away and, you know, working quite a bit, but, you know, I always admired it,
you know,
from afar, and then obviously being a part of it.
You know, you and Della, Don and Della, were kind of like the undergraduate king and queen of Siena student-athletes. You guys were just so special. But I have two questions for you, so I know Jeff will cut me off soon here. But the first question is, how do you look back then, even though we ran indoors, but you were – it was pretty humble compared to our facilities now. I mean, are you proud of that, or is this part of you wish, oh, man, I wish I had that opportunity? Because so many times we never even got to watch you compete, the athletes compete.
I got to admit, it would have been nice to have been there, you know, when you have what you have now. But to be honest, having the indoor track and just being able to train somewhere during those winter months was great. Didn't matter, you know, it could have been a concrete track that was 27 laps in a mile, I would have loved it. And then, you know, for us, you know, for the outdoor track season, we would, you know, either drive over or run over to Adrian High School to use their outdoor track. And honestly, that was a great warm-up for us. It gave us, you know, a great chance to get a couple of three-mile warm-up in, you know, and three-mile cool-down back. So, yeah, it would have been nice to have those kind of facilities outside your back door. But to be honest with you, we were proud of what we had and did the best of what we could. But, yeah, as alumni, I'm nothing but proud to tell people to go to Siena Heights and visit, and they come back and like, wow, those are, you know, some really, really outstanding facilities, you know, the weight rooms, the outdoor track, you know, it's you know,
probably but pride. Probably the best thing about having the nice outdoor track now, though, Don, is being able to actually have the students on campus be able to come and see what they do. And that's one thing you guys, you know, missed out on that end of it is really not having the student body come be able to enjoy and watch what you guys did.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That definitely would have been nice. I mean, we would compete somewhere reasonably close sometimes, Eastern Michigan, you know, just down the road. But it would have been nice to have people on campus literally be able to walk across the street and check us out. But, you know, I remember, Don,
those days we used to always try to go to the, it was the WAC indoor meet or maybe the NAI indoor meet, you know, our district. And that was such a great event. Yeah. Many times it was held at Eastern, and it was always so special. And I think what was special about cross country and track to me was how even though you would be very competitive with, you know, a lot of schools and individuals that you banged head against, just the respect of that sport was something that after the race that I've always marveled at. I don't know, maybe you can kind of comment on that if you would, because I know you're still coaching.
Yeah. Sometimes in our sport, you know, when the gun goes off, you are the most fiercest competitors. But the minute the race is over with, and sometimes even before the race happens, you know, you can, some of these people can be your best friends. I had what I'd consider a rival from Spring Arbor, ran a lot of the same events as me. His name was Krista Backer. And, you know, he and I seemed like during cross country, you know, sometimes I beat him in cross country, sometimes he beat me in cross country. But in track, it seemed like we always ran indoors and outdoors. We always ran the same events, and we were literally on top of each other all the time. And, you know, like the first couple of times before I got to know him, I'm like, I gotta get away from this guy, man. He's, you know, but he was tough. And then I got to know him, and it was like, you felt like one of my best friends once I got to know him. So yeah, it's a sport that's like no other. I mean, your fiercest competitor can be your best friend, you know, 5 minutes later. I mean, heck, some of our teammates, you know, were that same way. I mean, we had teammates that, you know, were pretty good. And then, you know, myself and Ken and Glory and Josh Wonders and some of those guys, you know, we started to train and push each other. And, you know, obviously being teammates, you became the best of friends too. So yeah, that's definitely true. It's a unique sport.
Hey, Don, tell us about what you're up to now and what you and Dylan, what you've been up to since you've left Siena.
So I had the unique opportunity, post Siena to kind of go back to where I, you know, not started, but back to something I helped start. Before I came to Siena, I had two guys, one guy who coached me at Macomb Community College and his brother decided to open their own running store. So I kind of helped them with that a little bit while Della was in her second year at Macomb. And it was really, really small. It's just one store, you know, not a whole lot of inventory. While I was away at Siena, they grew to two stores. And then I came back and worked for them upon graduation in 96. And I've been with them full-time since then. And basically, I'm the general manager of the four Hanson's Running Shops in Royal Oak, Utica, Grosse Pointe Woods, and Lake Orion. In 1999, they started an Olympic development program of the Hanson's Brooks Distance Project. And basically, they bought houses, and we sort of housed professional athletes, professional distance runners, male and female. We've had Olympians. We've had an Olympian go to Beijing, London, and in the marathon, and Rio de Janeiro. Thanks, Della. So, you know, it's that's just, you know, that's part of things that I'm involved with. My wife, Della, is the girls' head cross country coach at Royal Oak High School. I'm her assistant there. We're both assistants for track. She's had a nice little streak of. She took a program on the girls' side with our cross country program that was had not had a good tradition, and they've qualified for the MHSA state cross country finals 3 years in a row now. I mean, there's a lot of you know, successful things going on, but none of it would have been possible without our experience at Siena Heights.
Tell us about your family.
So with us for a little bit of time there at Siena Heights was our oldest son, Leonard, who's now, he's just turned 28. He went to Macomb Community College for a little while. I was trying to get him to maybe think about coming to Siena Heights. He actually decided to join the workforce after getting done with Macomb. He's a ground crew. crew at Metro Airport. As a matter of fact, right now he's in Orlando. He's on a month-long, you know, kind of work share. They basically needed help down there, so they flew him out there. He's basically grounds crew there for a month. You know, doesn't come back until 2 days before Christmas. Our youngest son, Marcus, I really had some high hopes. We took a nice visit to Siena Heights. He really liked it. We didn't have his major. He wanted to go into biomedical engineering, and it would have involved some time at South Dakota. But I think he was leaning towards going to Siena just because of, you know, he knew how our relationship was with Coach Bauer in the school. And then he had to get this letter that said, welcome, you've been accepted to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and like, oh, why'd you have to do that? So he even Coach Bauer knew. I called Coach Bauer to say, hey, I just wanted to let you know, Marcus got accepted to Michigan. Coach Bauer said, hey, congratulations, that's great. I go, well, he hasn't made up his mind, Coach. He's like, I don't know if he's going to turn that down. I'm like, well, I hope he does. I hope he does turn it down. But he's, you know, he decided to go to Michigan, and, you know, but I think he'd have been great at Siena Heights, but, you know. And you never know, there's grad school, too. He's talked about that, you know, so. But, yeah, I've got two sons that, you know, definitely know of our history at Siena Heights. They've been multiple times. For a while there, honestly, we would go to probably 60-70% of the meets during season, and we try to make it to at least one indoor or outdoor national championship for a while there when they were growing up. So they know the history of the Saints. So.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that I've loved about doing this show for the last couple of years is hearing the stories from the alumni and how important the university was for them and how it shaped their lives. And it's really cool to be able to hear these stories and, you know, to share them with our audience as well.
Yeah. I've said this, like I said, to anybody that I've ever mentioned CNI to. It's a special place, but it's made up of special people. You know, Coach Smith, Coach Bauer, you know, those are names that have been around Siena Heights and Siena Heights Athletics for a long time, and I don't know where my life would have turned had it not been for meeting people like that. Obviously, I had some great teammates and some other assistant coaches that were wonderful as well, but, I mean, you know, without those two kind of people, Coach Smith was not only the basketball coach when I was at Siena, but he was the athletic director as well, and yeah. I mean, it's funny because my wife and I talk about this all the time. I mean, you know, we have high school athletic directors, and we hear of other high school athletic directors from other schools, and we know of some other colleges that have athletic directors. I don't think any of them were more invested than Fred Smith was as our athletic director, which is hard considering he's a basketball coach, too, and a dang good basketball coach as well, and a very intense basketball coach. So, you know, we bleed blue and gold still. It's amazing. It's an amazing place, and
Well, you hit Fred Smith right on the head. That was perfect. That's for sure. Well, Don, we're up against it. We got to get out of here. But again, we appreciate your time and talk a little bit. It's always nice that we can talk a little with Tim and then talking with a new guy and talking with you as well and the history you had at Siena. So we appreciate that very much and good luck with all you do and have a happy holidays.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, and tell I'm glad Dell is still standing behind you, man. She's the greatest. Tell her I'll say hi.
I will definitely do that, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Once again, that's Don Jackson, 07 Hall of Famer from Siena Heights University. And, again, Fred, it's always great to hear, some of these stories from these guys and what Siena has meant to them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I know we are up against Doug Goodenough. Wanted him to tell you a story. I wanted Don to tell a special story he did when he emceed our Hall of Fame years ago, but we just didn't have time.
Well, yeah, we'll have to keep that for another time. We'll get him back on the air. But again, it's always nice to hear some great stories from Siena Heights alums, and it's always nice to kind of do this show. Once again, thank you to Tim Bauer, the head coach, also Matthew Gibble, a current student athlete, and as Don Jackson as well, a former Saint, and it sounds like always a Saint. So we'll be back next week right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.